How simple and fragile is happiness? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How simple and how fragile is happiness? We are happy some of the time, not all the time. We should be happy all the time because we should be happy that we are who we are. But we are happy some of the time. And when we're happy, it's a feeling of joy inside of us. It's a feeling of peace. It's a feeling of goodness. And we can be happy over the smallest, most insignificant things or the grandest things. We can be happy over a beautiful mountain, or we can be happy over the fact that the air smells so good, or that flower, the fragrance is so glorious. Just a tiny flower whose fragrance is so glorious. And what a wonderful thing that is. We look at another person who is smiling, and we think to ourselves, I wonder what makes them happy. I wonder what turns them on. I wonder what brings joy into their life. And then we think to ourselves, well, what would bring joy into our life? What would bring joy into our life is something lovely, like the flower that we smell. That's a happiness. A little child who is very pleasant in his crib, in his mother's arms. A person who is playing a game, and they're playing tennis, and all of a sudden they hit the ball just right. They send it just where they want to send it, and they make a point. Oh, that seems so happy. That seems so joyful. Wow! And everyone applauds and screams and hollers. That's a moment of happiness. And then the player strikes at the ball and makes a wide miss. And there's no possibility he could hit that ball, no possibility he could reach it, no possibility. And, oh, there's sadness. The happiness is gone. The happiness that was just an instant before is gone. And what can you do about it? What can you do about that happiness now that's gone, that no longer is there, no longer is available because they did not hit the ball just right? The joy of smelling a fragrant flower isn't there. Or the fragrance disappears and the flower grows old and dry and is no longer available. Happiness is so fragile. It's so wonderful and it's so fragile. It's like a gardener who learns how to garden and he takes care of his flowers and she waters them and fertilizes them and nurtures them and takes care of them in every wonderful way. And as this is done, the flowers are glorious. Well, happiness is much the same way. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be tended. It needs to be cared for. If we do not care for happiness, and if we do not think every moment of our life happy, beautiful thoughts, joyful, wonderful, uplifting thoughts, then the thoughts fade away. And pretty soon they're rare in our life rather than consistent and regular. Happiness can be a regular thing in your world and in mine if I practice it. Yes, it's a matter of practicing. Practicing good strikes at tennis, a good stroke at tennis is a practice. And the more I practice, the more I do it, and the happier I am with myself. All sports people come into this same attitude. They play golf, they play tennis, they play football, they play soccer, they do all these games. And what do? They want to take advantage of the ball. They want to make it go where they want it to go. They want to do what they want to do. And when they do it, they're so happy. And all of the crowd shouts out, and all of the other players say, wow, and the points are made. But happiness is something that starts with nurturing. You nurture it in your heart. Now, when a person nurtures in their heart, The idea that they play their game exceedingly well, that they play soccer exceedingly well, and that they can kick the ball and they can run up and down the field and they are just as so energetic and so fantastic and so wonderful. They feel just so good because they do winning points all the time. Now, other people can feel that, oh, I just play for fun. I just play for fun. I don't play to win. I don't play to win. Nobody plays a game for fun. Everyone plays a game to win. You want to make your most effective point. You want to make your most effective act, the most effective stroke, the most effective kick. You want to write the most effective writing if you're writing a book. If you are writing a letter, you want a letter that's going to be meaningful and significant. You want a letter that's going to show how much you feel for that other person, how happy you are with them, how joyous you are with them. You write the letter because it comes out of your heart. It does not come out of the great literary digest or the great literary writers. It comes out of you. And your one little word makes all the difference in the world. Your one little word lifts up your point of view to happiness. Happiness is something that we can all work on. We can all develop inside of ourselves. We can all train ourselves in. And being happy. And how do you be happy? You do everything to your finest and best. We want to be ourselves to our highest and best at all times. And when we are ourselves to our highest and best, we are happy. And when we are happy, all the world around us is happy. All the people around us are happy. All the circumstances around us are happy. We feel good and very good. We feel wonderful and very wonderful. We feel that life is worth living. And we love living it. We love experiencing life from every point of view because life is who we are. Life is what we are. Life is all that we are. Happiness is something that is fragile, but it is very wonderful. Just as a beautiful flower is so fragile, just like a rose growing in the garden is so fragile, if a stick were to touch it, or if a stone were to hit it, or if it lacked in the nutrients, it lacked in the water that's necessary to make it grow, it would die. And it wouldn't think good, bad, or indifferent about dying. It would just die. It would just be gone. But it can be there. We've been having a plant of roses, rather orchids, in our dining room recently, as we often do. But this has about 12 beautiful flowers on it, all glorious. And now it's going on to 3 weeks that the beautiful rose of orchid plant is giving us these beautiful flowers. And we think, how wonderful. And yet, each one is perfect. Each one is without flaw. Each one is glorious to look at. Each one is beautiful. It has its purple and its red and its white. It's just so beautiful. And yet, we know that if we were to bump it, or if we were to do something to that flower, it would be fragile and it would sort of fold up and go away. And so we are very, very responsible when we say how simple and yet how fragile happiness is. Happiness is something that we do every single day of our life. Happiness is something we tell to ourselves every day of our life. Happiness is something that we remind ourselves about every day of our life, because happiness is what it's all about. Happiness is what you are all about. Happiness is what I am all about. And it is very fragile, so we want to treat it perfectly. We always say, I am a good sportsman, I play a good game, because that's the truth about us, that's the happiness about us. If we ever say, I don't play a good game, I'm not very good at that sport, then truly, that's just the case we'll enjoy. Happiness is fragile, It will not allow for negative thinking about it, because negative thinking destroys it. But happiness is so simple, because all it takes is the idea that I like me, I like what I do, I like the people around me, I like the world, and when I like, all is happiness. Have a happy day, and know that I spread my happiness all over me and all over you.